Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will.
Wonderful. Again, another edition. And I have to be very happy and learning how to disregard all of my negative thoughts and feelings, because I am learning just about every day more and more of what this human world is really like. And I am getting more and more enthusiastic about what I have learned about the white people, and a lot of folks don't want to hear this argument about white people, but they simply don't understand who white people are and who the ethnic people are. They just don't understand. And I don't really have a serious gripe about them who don't say, want to hear the argument, a chat about white people, because it seemed like, oh, we can get along without them. But since when the ethnic people can get along without the white people then? Now, that's a good question. That's a good question. I can tell you right now that the white people are in a hole that they cannot come out of it. They just cannot come out of it. The fact that African people not making any noise about what Africa, African government has done to us, selling us into slavery, sodomite people. The fact that African people are not paying no attention to that is like they find a little track to walk around what the white people have done. Especially in a political sense, what they have done is like they have found a way to send the African people to think a different world that, well, they call it AD Anadamani. They have found a way to convince African people. Like, you know, their bullyism and all of what they have violated, it don't come after like anything. Like, they haven't really done anything. It's like, that's the way the world's supposed to be. And I'm telling you, no, that's not the way it's supposed to be. So, when I talk to certain people, and lately, I talked to this lady, a nice lady, very kind and everything like that. But look, you see, when we don't understand the world that we were brought up in, especially like speaking of Jamaican, you know, it's not just us alone, but let me speak for Jamaican right now. From top to bottom, Jamaican people don't really know for sure where they're coming from, because there's no way they would know where we are coming from. And the place, the little island, is full up with church. Now, they would think like to have a dog in your hand and play with your dog is a nice thing. but you know, African people begin to love dogs, and I don't mean in the way I am shown to love dogs. European people, the way European people love dogs, is a cultural thing for them. African people don't have a culture to love dog above any other animal. And having animals as pet, I don't know in history, civilized human beings, because that's who we are. We ethnic people are civilized human beings, not hominid Homo erectus. Okay? That you must get it to your head that is interbreed. It's broad in history. That these white people from their species of hominid, they ape-like from millions of years coming on to us here. And what has happened in history, my friends, is what we need to know. Because if we don't come to know, we will sleep with all of the atrocities that these white people have done and make it seem like it's all right for them to do it. I am reading as much as I can. And I know for sure I don't read as good as my younger brother with a PhD. We all grow up as Christians. And he was migrated by my parents to England and some others. Well, I didn't make it there. I make it to England, but that is after I come to America. I take a trip to England and go look for, you know, those who were over there. Quite a few of them were there, mother, father, and sisters and brothers. But what I'm trying to tell you now is that I struggled a long time, you know, just living at peace with the world the best I can. And I struggle for many years. I'm over 70 now, but what I'm trying to explain is the darkness of unknowing when you don't know. You just try to live along. Just try to live on. There's nothing you can do. But you have to behave yourself, whatever little honesty you have inside of you, then you try to live that way. And it's not anything beyond, you know, like say you go to church and read something about the commandment, the Ten Commandments, and stuff like that. But you can't get beyond that, right? Which is not real knowledge that is coming from the cradle of truth. That's not what we as Christians affected by, right? I am looking at right now the truth about us African people and white people who come and mow us down after a while. There is a historic explanation according to time. We're the European white people they are coming from. Nobody won't bother read it because they make sure that they make up a church and they talk about Jesus Christ and in Jesus' blood and all that kind of thing. They don't talk about the history of the world, about the Chinese, the Indians, and where we ethnic people come from. But why do they recognize that we are ethnic people? They know why. They know why we are ethnic people, but back in time, many hundreds of thousands of years ago, but especially coming on close to where we are in time, so much so that it is easy for us to find information and know exactly, like a roadmap, everywhere these white people exist, because they exist in Africa as well. They are the first to exist in Africa. And they are the first human-like creatures to migrate, to have enough sense to migrate from one place to the other. And that is, according to the World History Textbook is made possible by the first civilized beings that live on planet Earth and in South Africa. That's not the only place they live, but they settled there and inhabited a large geography as the researcher Michael Tellinger tells us. That place that the gods, they settled in South Africa, a place called the Abzu, is about twice the size the state of Texas. Right? Yes. And that's where civility began. Now, because of the church and these white people, we don't know that. Why we do not know? And why that place is not more pop, is not really popular with African people? These white sodomite people. Now, since it's something in the works over the past 100,000 years, it's hard to get people to, you know, to deal with that. And if your mind don't deal with a problem, the problem will not be solved. You know? Look here. Something is very, 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 very wrong. And it's not because we can't do better. It's just because that something is wrong with our brain. You know what I mean? In as much that I began to find out something is really wrong. Something is wrong in the world, and I cannot tell you exactly when it will be realized fully. I can't tell you that. But I just see that time is changing. Okay? It is so ridiculous. When I look at, I discover more and more and read every day and see how much African people, those who are aware and know that they are to, you know, put up some kind of guards for themselves, to protect themselves from these white people. I'm seeing is that this problem has gone too far. The problem that white people are causing in the world and directly to the ethnic African people, it drags on too long. Because think about, I was born in the 40s, you know, like mid-40s. And think about my perception growing up as a child. That I see the church, you know, I see the neighbors around me. I come and grow up and see these different people around, you know, around where we live. I see, grow up and see these neighbors who been there before I start to, before I get mature enough to recognize that they are there. They were there, right? And then I come to notice, you know, they are going to church just like our, oh, like us go to church. I grow up and see this thing, right? So since I'm not getting any lecture about the world I grew up in and all that. And the only thing I get is like when I preach from the Bible, and the Bible is, you know what I mean? You know, if I'm hearing the Bible preached to me from, infant growing up, what do you think is in my head? Now, if I am going to understand anything civilized, it will have to be a miracle, because the world did not appear, it did not appear to me like there is something there for me to know. It just seemed to me like the world is just what it is, blah, 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 blah. I don't think anything special was about the world, because nobody not telling me anything. And how am I going to know? But I did, you know, it was a big impression to me about the churches that scatter all over. And the churches doesn't create a unity impression. Like I would see, oh, the churches are all together. No, I didn't see that. Okay. And then I started to read, to a certain level about like Corinthians 11. Right? And I happened to notice certain words and what they say, and I'm thinking to myself, say, you know, I begin to find out that words telling me something that is good, right? And then I begin to have expectation based on what the words are telling me in the Bible. And then I begin to see some things, but I cannot do anything much. I cannot do anything to it. I'm just start to think, or certain things begin to like touch me, you know, like in a negative way, like I didn't really see what I expect to see. But I don't know no better, so I keep going on, right? I want to give you a little taste of what I'm saying, because, you know, I know the thinking person is going to find something if something is there, right? If you read 1 Corinthians 11 chapter, and it's talking about the church and people, and you grow up and you see the neighbors walking past your house, going to a church around the corner that I walk by, you know, often time throughout my lifetime, church as well. And but I go to my parents go to another church. We belong to another church. And when you read about the chaos of church, even in the most peaceful time, when there is no reason for separation, there is separation. So you ask like T.D. Jakes, how much money is church make opposed to what the other preacher guy, Crisler Dollar, you know, ask them, why don't they incorporate their church together and teach the same doctrine, the same thing, not just saying Jesus, but everything concerning Jesus. Why don't they come together? No, ask Ken Copeland. But well, Ken Copeland is what? I don't know if he's a mixed race or what. But whether mixed race or not, put Ken Copeland aside. Talk about full ethnic people, right? Because mixed blood people are not mixed, are not, is not ethnic people. Ethnic people are the real hybrid people created by the gods, who are, in fact, civilized people by blood. Even if they turn full, but they are by blood, hybrid people. Okay? So, just think that if our Creator write this Bible, and we, you know, make up different churches and stuff like that, you don't think that he would be listening to your prayer, right? But the thing is now, I grew up with the Bible, and I believe it, that it is everything when it comes to telling how the world exists and how we people are to live. Now, following the way the church administrates the work of the Lord, you just will not get to the promised land following them. When you think of the diversity between the ministers, and in order to make it appear like, you know, the world is not perfect or something like that, but that's not what the Bible says. The Bible, I mean, when it speaks directly, I mean, the Bible is too confusing, I mean, to begin with. I know that. But, however, look on this little part, this element of how dark and negative the Bible really is, but we don't know. Okay? We are taking everything in the name of the Lord. And we don't know that the name of the Lord is a lie. A lie that we are not going to find out. Not as we are growing up. We're not going to find out. Because unless we are going to read the truth about the world, if we don't come to know that the history of the world as it is passed down through antiquity come to us, we will never understand that this Bible is a homosexual book. We'll never. Because when are we going to see that the God in the Bible is not a character and it is written by homosexuals? You see what I mean? The way they make it confusing, we will never know. We will never figure out. And when we do figure out that something is wrong, we still cannot fix it because we don't know enough to fix the problem. So it will take an exhaustive amount of time for a person who begins to think and begin to see problem and develop medium to which to approach the problem. Otherwise, don't bother have any hopes in anything. All right. Listen what the Bible is going to say. Think about the condition of the world today and think that if the foundation of the Bible from Genesis was true, we wouldn't have this kind of world, human, you know, fractured life like we have it here. We're, you know, useless to talk about government because there is no real government in the world today that they call democracy. There's none. With the Pope, the head of the church, this church that never existed at all in the world until they come here and begin to raise hell and make up church and give you all kind of way to accept the church. All right? Pope will apologize for sins of Catholic and the things that the church have done is all iniquity, my friends. And if you don't begin to know the iniquity that they have done, that a Pope, a Roman Catholic, I mean homosexual priest, Pope, right, is making apology. Pope John Paul II will make a sweeping confession Sunday of the sins of Catholics from antiquity to modern evils, Vatican official said Tuesday. The pontiff will make the plea for pardon, unprecedented in the church's history, the Vatican said, during the prayer of the faithful. You know, them kind of things. You know, there is no faithful around. Like what they're talking about, there's none. But they're telling you that, though. You see, until they, you know, blow the last breath, they will be saying these things. So, it goes on to say, the church's history, it will be the pontiff will make the plea for pardon, unprecedented in the church's history, the Vatican said, during the prayer of the faithful in in the celebration of Latin Mass, St. Peter's Basilica. And it goes on to tell you, now let me cut it, get to what the Pope is apologizing for. And you have to look at that. These people have been controlling the human world for a long time, past 2,000 years. It's alarming. It is alarming. And if people really wanted to know, we would have known and fixed the problem long time. But, you know, there's something wrong about our development, and we don't get there. And if you begin to hear something negative about the church, you don't want to hear it, because the church is the only good thing you know. And you think somebody talking against the church, something has to be wrong with them. So we are affected to this extent that the way to get out of this is very, very hard. And some people are making it out of it, though, right? But the thing is, what is not acceptable is the fact that what is a redeeming institution they call Christianity. Why the head of this institution involved in these type of criminal acts? So that after about 2,000 years, the Pope is apologizing for the sins of the church. Yeah. I mean, no matter how you want to love the church, have you any kind of awareness, though? What it means for the Pope, the Vicar of Christ, your Lord, is apologizing for the sins of the church? And if you hear a little people in a little chatter about the sins of the church, you don't know what to do with that. You can't digest that, right? Because maybe you don't even hear anything about the Inquisition or the Crusade. You probably don't know nothing about that. It's hard, right? But it is not impossible to understand it. It's just that if you have the kind of query in mind and you want to examine things, you will find out. But if you're too weak and your mind finding other ways to think about stuff, you don't get around to finding out what the truth is, right? Because you don't have, your mind don't have the high walls, you know, to keep out things that are not making sense. Your mind is not that strong to make those distinctions and to cut the path clear with the truth. You cannot do that because your mind is too mash up and things like that. You're too weak to think and afraid of what you are to think about. You can't be afraid of what you want to think about. You must stay out of the way because you're thinking about this, right? And you want to work out the elements that you don't find to be making sense. That's how you have to approach this. Don't start believing anything, right? Be like a detective, you know, is going to go about this investigation by working off clues and stuff like that. And whenever he solves this part of the problem, he's able to go on to other part of it, right? Yeah, the Pope is apologizing for the evil that they have done to the African ethnic people. You see? And what they do, they are not coming from anywhere. And it's good for you to know what their species really is. And know where they are coming from. Know that they are the earliest human ape-like, primates. White people are primates. Okay? They are primates. But they come up in... No. You know what? I'm not even so sure now. And I'm talking from a historic point of view. I am not sure now that what we are reading in a world is the textbook, you know, earliest humans. I'm not so sure. Because they have taken control over the civilized world that we read about in the world history textbook. Where we are reading about the first humans, I have to know more because I'm seeing things that since these guys come and say, you know, destroy sapien, human development. It is clear that sapien that the gods use to make hybrid. That's who. It's the first subgroup of the what they call Homo sapiens. Now, I don't see now that sapien is a Homo, like what they call Homo sapien. No, I don't think, based on what I am reading so far, it is just because as I am reading, I'm seeing things that these white people are changing. It wasn't so. Just like we have the Bible and they're talking about Jesus and they're telling you Jesus died on the cross. Those things are not true. But look at the story that they have written and attributed to us. You know, it's not we who are writing these things about ourselves. They are writing it about us. How can they be coming out of such a history and was not talking naturally. They didn't come to talk naturally. There is a history that showed that these white people did not come to talk naturally. They were ape-like. Thylacine, or what the name is, they were ape-like for like 3.5 million years or 4 million years. They never spoke. Now, they are lying about who they are today. They're lying. And since they say they are government now, and you know, they have never been. They've never been, I mean, creatures that talk. They're ape-like. And that is, you know, I mean, they confirm that. Anything they confirm, no, I accept it as true. But, you know, the places where I see they go and, you know, and fill in blanks or something like that, then I know something is wrong. Because, look, they are always making the bad and the negative of their past to make it like it's positive today, right? And if we don't read and find out, these folks are going to, I mean, it's gone too bad now. What they have done to the African people, it's gone too bad. It's gone too bad. Because it's difficult for us to understand what happened and accept what the truth is about it. You see? I mean, there is too many of our people's brain are really, really destroyed. That, you know, the little understanding that we have is just to glorify Jesus. You know, is to praise the God and Father of Jesus Christ. And none of those things are true. None of those things are true. And, you know, if you want to take, if you want to try to find out if I am someone who have lost my mind because, you know, I'm talking against Jesus, I'll even go as far as telling you, yes, I am an Antichrist person. I grew up in a church, right? And it's time for what they call an Antichrist. I among the things that I don't admit or affirm, Antichrist is not one of them. I don't accept anything about Jesus Christ because it's not in history. Jesus Christ is not in history. Okay? And the kind of history that Jesus Christ is in, it is not authentic. It is not an authentic report. Okay? Because you can't start off, you cannot start off a story, you know, like if you're telling me about a real story, you can't, you know, go down into the middle of the story and expect that I'm going to understand this story that you're telling me, right? So you got to start it where it's at. Don't fill in nothing where I don't belong in the story. So the thing is, we have a story. We have a story in the, we have a history of the world and humanity. Now, there is a story in the Bible that is telling us something completely different. But Adam and Eve in a garden and stuff like that. And it is being rigged up over time. And then these guys began to use violence. These white people began to use violence, and they are using it until today. And they never had anything at all because they're up in Europe. Let's say after about 2 million years, right? They went up into Europe. 1.5 million years ago. So that makes them their origin about 3.5 million years ago or 4 million years ago. Okay? And they never spoke. They never spoke until, say, 100,000 years ago. Now, they are fighting civilized people when they were never created civilized. They ape-like. Right in the world, it's a textbook right now. You know, I mean, if I cannot be out of my mind, and I'm reading it and telling you, quoting it to you. If you read it, I mean, you know, saying in there, call me and tell me that. And call me. It's good time now. You can call me and tell me. 347-850-1358. Come now. I mean, call me and tell me something wrong, right? And prove it to me. Because I am not weary or in any kind of way going to go on, run into the bushes. A lot of things here that these people write, talk about, and they use our character. They don't have no higher ambition because they don't have anything, and everything they have, they take it from us. Too bad. But, you know, I just think that there is a reason for all of this. You know? All right. But lest I forget what I was trying to tell you about the Bible and the church, since you are most likely to begin to assume that God will fix this and God will fix that. You know what? Only your history is going to fix the problem. And how is history going to do that? History will tell you what happened, and you use your sense to know what your position is right now. Outside of that, don't think that you're going to know anything, because the church will never tell you the truth. White people are never going to tell you. The only anything they're going to tell you is about Jesus Christ and he died for your sin, because they know that your life is never going to see the truth about the world, as much as many world history textbooks is out there with the information. You're not going to do it because you believe in Jesus, you have faith, and those words that are empty, it's not going to bring you alive. So that's what white people have to tell you about, is Jesus Christ and his blood. Because that will make you, as an African ethnic person, begin to think wrong about what is true. And when you accept a lie, and leave the truth alone, what do you think is going to happen? All right. The world is in a situation where we have a book. We didn't tell you about Adam and Eve in a garden. That's the first thing. We are damaged mentally. We become deranged no sooner than we believe that story, okay, by people who are now competent to lie to us and convince us to accept Jesus Christ because Adam and Eve sinned. You see, once you don't get to find out, say, no Adam and Eve, no sin, no God, no curse, no Adam and Eve, but find world history that is a real record and read it, because you're going to cry. You're going to weep, because now you need a whole lot of education to clean up your life. And that may be hard for you to yield to. where you need to be taught the truth. And history, like your birth certificate, will tell you the truth. All right, look what these white people write in this book here now about church unity. And tell me if you see any of this unity anywhere. Be you followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. You see? Just this alone, you know, put your head down in the water and you start suffocate the way this is going to affect you, you know, because it's a psychological thing. It's not like your head is physically pushed into the water. It's psychologically. You're taking in a virus, a negative virus by words, because nothing here that I have read is true. Nothing. Right? This is supposed to be about Jesus Christ that, you know, gave his life for us. The same man who they are telling you did not want to die for your sin. You know, how could Jesus, for what reason would Jesus, you know, let's say we're talking real stuff. Just a second. So what I'm saying is, how could Jesus, for eons of years, he and his father agree he's coming to die for the sin of the world? And, you know, the first thing on the priority list for Jesus is to go ask God to call off this arrangement. He didn't want to die for the sins of the world. Now, if sin is such a thing and we need to get rid of sin, how could Jesus decide, say, I'm not coming to die. He don't want to die for our transgression no more. And that was the agreement between he and his father. You look into all of these things, you will begin to get a sense that, you know what, this don't smell right. What you know about Jesus, that he loves you and he wants to save you. So why is it? Why is it now that, you know, he don't want to die for your sin? And the way it is planned, you don't know what no God said to him. He will come back and they will write. You see, it's somebody writing with a pen, all of that stuff. And when we African people believe that, and you don't know that the Bible is written for you to believe all these old bunch of down, you know, that they are writing, we can't be helped. We cannot be helped. These guys take away the entire world from the African people to where we are sold into ship with these, you know, I mean shitty head white people. Shitty brain, white people, because you will never see writing that manifests that these white people are not humans for real. Yeah, they call themselves all kind of different names, but the world history tells you that they are hate-like first humankind. You know, I'm not so sure that they were called human. I think they begin to call themselves humans. Okay? So listen to this. They are writing this like it is true about a Jesus and everything. If you read the world history textbook, you won't find no Jesus no European kind of people. You won't find them because they are not listed in the World History textbook as civilized human being. You won't find them. You find them as ape-like. Hominid. That's what they are. How did this human come in to them? Like there was a early human. No. It just don't make no sense. And I don't see it in history that tells me that they were, I don't see any account of them that they were hominid. But they come and begin to write these things on like this Bible now. Imagine, you know what it takes to write a Bible like this, my friend? All right. So now I'm telling you that if you can find it to demonstrate that these people are legit when I'm talking about government and all this kind of thing, no. These are people that come out of and go into Europe and Asia. And the book is telling you that they never talk. They have no tongue. Now, they're writing and trying to put themselves like they are the people that first learn to talk. And then the confusion builds up to a big mound that you cannot. You cannot unravel it because you are want to know them attack like you and everything like you and you cannot resolve it. You see what I mean? And see, they come now and push me aside because they find out we cannot handle them. Okay, and they have the church and it's this. I mean, I grew up into this confusion and stuff like that. I'm just thankful that there's some, my brain began to think and I begin to see stuff. And I want to see things that are making sense, right? So when I find that I'm reading something and I can tell whether what I'm reading is making sense from other information that I know, I have a guide. I have a guide. So if I'm reading the facts about human life and it's the information is not gelling, it's not coming out, right? You can tell when somebody is wrongly emulating something and they're trying to fix it, right? So if you don't understand the word meanings, and how you are to treat the meaning of what you're understanding. You're not going to get there, but you will have to come to where, yes, you know. Be a good scholar that understand words and what you must do with it, all right? So I am telling you now that there is absolutely nothing on planet Earth about a church that African hybrid civilized people are supposed to be in. It just don't exist. And I'm trying to tell you that what I'm finding out more and more, that these white people are none of what they are saying about themselves. Go into the World History textbook, and you're going to find out. So here, if they can tell us all these old bunch of evil things and say it is the world that we are to belong to. Look, you don't want to belong to Christmas world, to Christian world, because they are criminal from the start. Interbreed with the Neanderthal, which sapien. We are all sapien, and they interbreed with the two subgroups. Okay? why they didn't keep interbreeding with their own subgroups. They have a lot of names of subgroup that belongs to the humanid, the ape-like, flat face, man of Kenya. They you know, that's what they must interbreed with. Why they come and interbreed with the sapien, Neanderthal, and sapien. Why do they come here and destroy our species? Anton, we idiots, so we don't know. Nobody get government but the hybrid people. Nobody gets civilization. And look into the world, it's a textbook, and you will know what I'm talking about. Okay? I can understand people are afraid of what I'm saying. But look, just call the world is a textbook your friend, huh? I'm not your friend. But your birth certificate is your friend, right? Now, do I say anything wrong about your birth certificate? I don't, because I don't know. I don't know you. I don't know when you're born. I don't. All right. But the world is a textbook that bear witness to all the information that has been put into it. It is not supposed to be fables. It is supposed to be for real, because history is a record of the past about someone, something, not nothing. All right. So is your birth certificate a record of your existence? Right? So what I'm trying to tell you now, if you're an African person and say you're listening to me, and you're thinking about all your bills that you have and things like that and the money you owe, if it hadn't been for these white people, you wouldn't be owing no money. And if you come to know the truth right now, you tell them that, you know what? I don't owe you no money. You don't have no jurisdiction over this geography, America. You don't have none, no jurisdiction. How you come to have what you say you have here? I mean, don't have anything. You know what I mean? Right now, if we knew the truth in the world history textbook, white people would not be in America. That's no joke. Because they don't have a tongue to convince you that they belong here. They don't have none. Over some 400 years that they're here. Go into the world history textbook. And they want the Bible. You see, they want you to think the Bible is what have control over you. And these are fucking lies. Everything these people do and say, they are doing it because they have a culture that fuck on us. Homosexual. So when they are talking about we are homo something, homo sapien, I don't see it to be true. I check the word that they have, because I don't see that. I don't see no homo nothing into the real, you know, Atra Asis Sumerian history. I don't see no homo this, homo that in there. But everything else we read is homo this, homo that in the world history textbook. But you can see the information that is connect to ancient life, right? Different from the things that these white people are right and giving credibility to themselves in a world history textbook. You see, so that everything they do, they write false representation of the things that they do to make them right and we wrong. That's what is going on, man. You see what I mean? So that They are using AD Anno Domini that is no more than, their shit that we not going to heat. That's what they do. The Bible that they're writing, I mean, few things you may find in the Bible that somebody write, not them, that makes some sense. But not the Adam and Eve creation in a garden. They are writing that creation story. That is not a story. You see? And cursed, because when you look at this story about what God and his son did before they make heaven and earth, and now that they make heaven and earth, and actually creating mankind, you find out that nothing don't go like that. Nothing don't go like that. Go through all what they write in Proverbs, come right on, and you find out that nothing at all. You know, you read Proverbs 8. Read Proverbs 8. And think, what am I telling about Jesus and all them kind of something? None don't go so. Not a thing. But you'd have to be devoted to read and see those things, though, that the origin that they are creating in Genesis just never exists. Never exists. And now since we are full believers now, remember before we believed, they start calling us atheists and all kind of name, unbelievers, and what's killing us and things like that. And today they still have the law that they make by their fucking ass, AD Anno Domini. It's that which is of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ did not want to go to die for your sin, you see. But they are lying that the man died for our sin. Because God don't tell him, don't call it off. How could God call off something like that when we according to these white people, we are supposed to be saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. And even now they say we are saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. You see? No, it is something else. It's not no blood of Jesus Christ. So they make up all these things. And now we are afraid to learn the truth of what happened in the world, why these white people are telling us that we need to be saved by a Jesus Christ. They're not telling us, no, they don't want to know nothing about the Elohim. And it is because of the Elohim that brought civilization to earth and create creatures like us, ethnic people, Chinese, Indians, and stuff like that. If it hadn't been that the Elohim came to earth, these white people would not be talking, because they use something that the gods did to start talk. And it is because the gods created us, and they were able to jump on us and interbreed and start talking. That's it. You see what I mean? Now, so they write this Bible, and you know, if this Bible was telling the truth, I wouldn't be sitting here talking. I would be talking, and if I do, I would be talking what the Bible says. But I cannot, because no Adam and Eve, not in the picture, as far as truth is concerned in the Bible, no Adam and Eve. You have to take Adam and Eve out of it, okay? And why white people love to identify with Christianity so? Because they invented Christianity. You see, and they find out that they begin to use this knowledge about Christianity and Jesus and Adam and Eve in a garden. That's where they really, like, you know, plug into us is the Adam and Eve story. We believe that to be true. And once we believe that and, you know, kept away from real truth for ever so long, now we don't have any brain now. We don't have no part of us now that is ready to take and learn the truth, because what they tell us becomes the truth for us. All right. So I am saying to you that they write all these things in the Bible, and for you to find out that these things are not true, you will have to become an independent thinker. You have to, like, tell yourself, say, all right, I have to, like, go start and search this thing from the start, you know. You will have to do that. Otherwise, these white people are going to look. They're right here with their sodomite self. And you know, they, you know, for them, they come here to kill us and take away what we have. And say the God that, to them, God in the Old Testament, tell them to come here and take away what we have and bring true Christianity to us. They make up all this stuff. Oh, I imagine what kind of a, you know, the kind of a beastly thought and way of thinking that they have, that they would do these things, and they don't have no conscience at all because they are not made up with conscience. You see what I mean? And wherever they may get a little conscience is by dealing with the African people up to this point, because they don't know what it is, right? And they still are vicious. But some of them may want to, you know, have a little better discipline. I don't doubt that. But the culture of itself, they have a genome inside that they look at, they look at on a man, and they feel like because a man has a split, you know, on in his upper, you know, body there, and it lead, they think that it lead to, you know, the honors, and it's a place to have sex. Like you, a man, a civilized man would look at a woman and begin to, like, you know, getting favorable with what he sees. These white people, they are not like civilized people. Look in the world, it's a textbook, and you will find out that white people not mentioned in it are civilized people, okay? So it's surprising to me that in the era of emergence of civilization in Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China, oh, they were never mentioned. And in the new world of the African civilization, people coming out of little villages and stuff like that and going into big civilization, they were never mentioned, and they are up there in Europe. You know, at the same time, you don't hear the world history represent them, and you don't know anything about them till the Bronze Age, and here some criminals is destroying the Bronze Age. It's them. It is them, and this is the Bible, their masterpiece right now, and they call it the church, right? And if you're the church, you need for a run, you know, how many miles an hour you don't go back into a church, okay? It just don't. And if you going back to a church, you're not reading, you're not giving into knowing, you see, because you believe, you are into believing, and belief is not going to straighten any problem out for you, okay? So I am telling you now, this Jesus' character is one of the biggest honest fuckers, okay? And that's who they want us to love. And you're going to hear they repeat the name of Jesus a whole bunch of time in these scriptures. They're doing it because they want to cement it. And you don't know anything else, you won't think anything else, you love Jesus. So he's telling you, be you followers of me. That's a St. Paul, right? 1 Corinthians 11. That's the man, you see. Now, St. Paul did not exist. These people are writers, and it is all, you know, a fair game for them to write these things for black people, to inculcate black people. They did it purposely, okay? Once you can find that Adam and Eve in a garden is a lie, there is a history for the story that they're talking about, because they have to get it from history to write the ideas that they want in the Bible, okay? And so, listen, they set up this thing for us to perceive the world like what they're talking about, full of evil, and God sent his son to die for us. That's what they want us to continue to believe, okay? And nothing don't go so. The real world is where you see the grains that you eat, right? The real world is where you see the rainbow set up there, right? We see real things. These white people are coming from nowhere where they speak, and it's their mingling with African hybrid people that cause them to talk. If you don't get that, I don't know of another way, another truth that is going to set you free. So hear them going to tell you about this Jesus, and listen the amount of time that they're going to try to focus on this Jesus Christ to you, right? And where you should see a display of reality and audacity. You see a corrupt church institution that it only boils down to money, okay? And try to tell people a few little moral things and stuff like that. But as far as anybody die for your sin, they can't prove that. And they can't show you no piece of geography where God did put Adam and Eve. They can't show you none of that. All right? No. So here now, this supposed writer that don't exist is writing to you as Apostle Paul, writing up many epistles in the New Testament. And you know, there's a story about St. Paul, oh, he became Christian, right? And all that. Yeah. So if you don't know these homosexuals are fixing our business, then you're not going to find out. But here, I'm giving you an example where he's admonishing the church. Church that don't exist in real life. In real time, only now the lie about church we have and Christmas and all that kind of stuff. So he's saying, be you the followers, right? Like, because he's like writing to a church and a group of people. Be you followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. You hear that? Christ is the focus of what they are sodomizing here. Now, I praise you, brethren, that you remember me in all things. The ordinances as I delivered them to you. But I would have you know that the head of every man is Christ. You hear that? Christ, not God, but Christ. And the head, the woman, is the man. From in the garden, them I tell you that God tell Eve, your man will rule over you. These are homosexual writing this Bible. And there's no Jesus that exists in history. And who would be the Jesus that they are talking about would be the African man in Palestine that they claim they put on a cross. There was no white people there to represent a Jesus that come from heaven to die for your sin. There was no white people there. So why are they having a white man now display like that's the Jesus what I'm talking about? The Jesus that did not want to die for your sin. And God have to compel him to die for your sin. All this kind of stuff. So it goes on. So I'm going to tell you now, set up the head and show you that, you know, that Christ is the head. But I would have you know that the head of every man is Christ. Christ now. Because, you know, look, subtly, this is a code that they are using here. And this is to take African people into, eventually, they're leading you into sodomy. When they are telling about Jesus Christ is the head of a man. You know what I mean? Why do they want a man like Christ to be head of another man, like the 12 disciples where them having in the Bible. So gradually they are, you know, coaching us into a thinking. And once you take on this thinking, you don't know anything else. You see, and your mind is going to subdue you to the way you behave. You see what I'm saying? Now, it goes on. But I would have you know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of every woman is the man. So you see, they don't even bother say Christ is the head of the woman. Why Christ is not the head of them? No, because that like, homosexual, them not write that. And the head of Christ is God. You see, God is is the same thing. When you talk about Christ, because he's going to tell you that, I mean, Christ and God is one in what? One, three in one and one in three. You see, so it's a homosexual book you're reading and think is a book to save you. All right. So now, look at the way he's going to carry us now. He says, every man praying. Wait a second. It seems to me like I'm probably... I think is okay. For the wounds. Okay. Okay. You know, I think I am at, I should be in the 12th chapter. I noticed it wasn't flowing into what I want you to say. All right. Now concerning spiritual gifts. Listen to this. Concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles carried away unto these dumb idols, even as you were led. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God call it Jesus a curse. See? They are always nursing the character of Jesus. You see what I mean? It's going to be a long way before we find out and unravel the problem here. Because, you see, we grew up with the Bible and we don't have a knowledge of anything else. So it's going to be difficult for us to, find out and eventually unravel and know exactly how to keep our mind as a good vessel of truth. Right? But it's difficult when you don't really have a good sense of how to get away from believing in the Bible. Like I said, go to Genesis 1 and you will find out by reading that you're not reading a real story. And once you begin to get that energy, that will lead you on to greater knowledge about the things that you're reading, and that's where you will find fulfillment in recognizing what is true. All right, so it goes on here to say, wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God call it Jesus a curse. Yes, he was praying to God to call off. He's in paying the price for our sin, though. And that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. You hear that? All right. Now, there are diversities of gifts, the same Spirit, and there are differences in administration, but the same Lord, and there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God, which worketh in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man profit with all. For to one is given by the Spirit and the word of wisdom to another. The word of knowledge by the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, the gift of healing by the same Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, this discerning of spirits. To another, the diverse kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. All these worketh that one and the same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. For as the body is one and hath many members, and this is a point I wanted to raise with you about the different churches all over the place and teaching all kind of different things. And just listen now, you know, what's being said here about that. You know, if you can see that Adam and Eve sin, and this is the way it is resolved in Scripture that we should be, right? So it says, for as the body is one and of many members, and all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. Christ is one. No matter all these different gifts and stuff like that, is worked by Christ, the same Spirit. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body. Except the body is, the woman is different, and it's a man body. You see what I mean? You see what I mean? All right. He says, for by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? if the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? But now God set the members, every one of them, in the body as it pleased him. So, my friends, so it is the one body, and all of us in the body, are we supposed to say different things? Is it that whatever we say, it is going to be right as long as we direct it to Jesus? Are we say it for Jesus? Is that how unity comes? Unity of the faith? That the spirit that work in all of us to do what is good, we don't have to do that? Because you have the Adventists over there, the Presbyterian, and you have the all kind of them all over the place, right? And, you know, you can't get the one Jesus there. Jesus would have to be a whole, a different form of character to accommodate, I mean, all of these churches saying different things and doing different things that don't make up for holiness. You know what I mean? I mean, you go into court and see church suing other churches and all them kind of things. You know what I mean? So what I'm trying to tell you is this. You cannot gain, as an African hybrid ethnic person, you cannot get deliverance from psychological bondage if you go to church, if you keep on going to church. Because church has nothing to do with civilized history. And a Bible has nothing in it pertaining to civilized history. You see what I mean? What kind of authority book is the Bible for you? Just not one. It has no place in there where an academic consultant, I mean, you have Bart Ehrman, who used to be a Christian minister, who totally dropped Christianity and begin to teach people theology. And one of his expertise is to prove to you that the New Testament is not a good book. Bart Ehrman. There is no such thing. I mean, the books that are written, like the four gospels written to authenticate Christ, doesn't show no Christ exists. And I can show you in St. John 6:15. St. John 6:15. Jesus run into a hill and refused to be a king like the prophecy said he should be. Now, why would Jesus didn't want to die on the cross for the sins of mankind, which was a promise he and his father made, but come down to it now, him don't want for that. And now, it is also written in the prophecy that he should be a king and rule. And he forfeit that. These sodomite white people, that's their Bible with all these kind of stuff. And it comes to the point where we born and raised after we were, sold in ships, you know, and come to the transatlantic slave trade, you know, and out here in the what they call it, the diaspora. And only the mercies of the gods that some of us are going to come to life, to come back to exactly who we're supposed to be. Because, you know, it is too overflowing. the kind of evil that takes place between the white people and the black people. It's too much for a lot of people to handle. It is too much. And I can see for those of us who will become enlightened that the work of redemption is not dead. It is not dead, okay? And what they will come after is not. White people will come after not. Because they can't fight against something that is so supreme and good for people and get away with it, not getting away with it. So I just wanted to, like, read a little of that and show you that you're gonna lean on promises, but to lean on promises, you would have to have something that is for real. It has to be valid first before you can succeed something out of anything. These people are depending on African people to believe nonsense that they will prosper. Now, the reading in history and the reading in the Bible is in total. I mean, you don't need the Bible to know that Genesis creation story is a lie. You just need real history and you'll be done with the nonsense. But now, it's not too much to have both, because you just can't go wrong. If you're reading history and reading the Bible, you cannot go wrong. You'll definitely go wrong if you're just reading the Bible. God and Jesus, I can prove to you, are the worst characters in the Bible. God and Jesus. Right? And I'm willing to prove it to you using these two books. You know, any one of them. Because first of all, Adam and Eve, we start read that and about the creation. And you prove that you don't have a authentic story about no Jesus and John the Baptist and all those kind of a freaky stuff. You see what I mean? All right. And so therefore, my friends, we are here and defending ourselves against these white people who convince us that they have a right to confiscate everything we have. Hello? Yeah? And when I am telling folks that, look, the Pope is a faggot. The Pope is a homosexual. Both Francis and the next one there, you know, who resigned the last time there, him. All of them are homosexual, and the Bible is a homosexual book. And it's not guesswork I'm talking about. It's a fact. Democracy is a sodomite government. You see what I mean? It's not a joke. You see, nobody wants to come up here and talk. But this is the truth, though. And the truth will always destroy the lie. You see? And so, let me give you a little, play a little nice soothing tune here. Dionne Warwick, Walking By.
cry each time we walk on.
Wonderful, Ian Warwick. Peaceful tune, walking by. Now, what I'm trying to tell you is the things that I'm seeing could say keep on coming to light as I read and see different things. These white people are not—they're not joking about taking over the world with their homosexuality. They're not joking about that. Because look, that's where they are coming from. They don't want to tell the world where they're coming from because it's dirty. It's nasty. It's fucking ass. They don't want to talk about that. They want to talk like they are civilized people. They're good at that now. Okay? And here we are, naive African people. Naive. They put us to live in a world of Christmas and all these kind of stuff. And that's where we are. I'm glad I am not. I live to tell the tales. And that's what I'm doing. Okay? I know the gods are mighty and strong. and they are not compared with these sodomite white people. So the gods are going to, you know, listen to our cry when we said, look, we can't stand this no more. Right? Well, I was not disobedient to changing once I begin to see for myself. It's not nobody like leading me. So it is if you begin to read and see things inward, because, you know, everybody has been seeing things in words to some degree, but it's just that we don't see it to the depth we're supposed to. And there is a biasness. When we see things in the Bible, we don't question those words. So therefore, you don't want to question God. You don't want to blaspheme against the Holy Ghost and stuff like that. The Holy Ghost is clearly a hoping asshole for somebody to fuck. I'm telling you, it's not a civilized thing that you're reading there in the Bible. Okay? It is not. And they come up now over these whole bunch of thousands of years, and we now, they have us into slavery. We don't know nothing. We don't know anything. And only if we are bold enough to start reading and know something, no, we are believing. All right. The things that they have to say about speech, even that, because you see, like they said, they are government now. AD and Adamani, fucking nonsense. It gets us that the Pope tell to make, a moon calendar and all this kind of stuff. These are things that I would expect our African people to educate each other about. We don't know nothing. They have us on the moon calendar now. You see, now, I wish, these are stuff I want people to come on the air, come on, and talk about these things. Because, no, we'd get rid of these white people long time if we were reading and understanding these things. These people want to tell us that they were talking before us. And when you find out the truth about it, it makes you sigh and wonder, how can this happen? But I tell you what, I'm not going to sit and wonder all of my life. I am devoting myself to understand and to find who is writing about the truth. You see what I mean? When the truth is that recognize sober colors, not church scholars, but people who read history and know, they defend. You know, here I have in this account where you have these white people, they use all the universities and stuff like that to talk their whole bunch of shitty, all of the fucking ass nonsense. They use their university to do it. You see what I mean? And just like you see, Trump don't care nothing about the fact that the entire world know it's not a deception, that he didn't win no election. But he's still, maybe like a year or so later, he's saying that he won the election. Now, that's how these fucking ass white people are. And you have some naive black people following them around them because, you know, they're blind. You see what I mean? And all these white people who are carrying on these antics all this long time because they find a way to start talking. They find a way. Do you know they use us sapien people to start talking, interbreeding, and until this day we feel like it's okay to fuck them and have children with them? And the more you do that is the more they have the upper hand of pushing you into the gutter over there. That's what they're doing. The more we do that, that it's the more power they get. Okay? Now, I'm telling you because it's the truth. And if you don't want it, it's up to you. But they are doing all of these things, and they have gone too advanced, far above us, where we don't have our own government, and we don't behave like we should have our own government, and all that kind of stuff. Well, it's coming to the end, because they are not able to talk to a child that is even, say, 7 years of age or younger, who read and understand. They cannot show you where they come from. They can't trace the history of themselves. You see, because it doesn't make any sense. You see. And here we are, you know, yesterday I was listening to Trump and he was talking about our country. And the black people are around him, cheering him. You see that? They are all the same culture. They are Cro-Magnon. They are Yamnaya culture. That's who they are. This is how they live under a cloak. You see? And yeah, it takes something for you to read and find out. You know, because words telling you a story, if you follow it right, it will take you to the right understanding. But if you do not, you won't. And anytime you hit the nail on the head, there you go. They got to run, because nobody can stand up to the truth when they can't find what to block it, right? So, my friends, I want to thank you for listening, and I am happy to share what I find on, you know, I don't want to die and see the world in the shape it's in. No. Okay? So, let's go on with the title, the topic here. Wait no longer to realize symbolism of the talking serpent and Jesus Christ's blood. Don't wait no longer to realize that it is just a symbolism that lie about a talking serpent and Jesus' blood. Okay? Don't wait. Search, research this. Research it for yourself. Find out. But if you keep on believing, you will never find out, though, because believing is an energy that blocks everything else. If you're convinced about something and you really don't have the facts on it, that's a waste of time. All right? So let's go on and see what we have here to say. You are to wait no longer to realize that the offers complete symbolism. You are to wait no longer to realize that the offers complete symbolism of a talking serpent in an unknown geography garden called Eden and the fallacy existence, Jesus Christ's blood. The complete notion of those two stories are corrupt anomaly. No good. And are the priests' patent lies invented to cover up the evil of white people, hominid, yes, it is invented to cover up the evil of white people, hominid species transgression. Who are their species? Hominid, ape-like. Okay, they are first human species evolved at least 3.5 million years ago, said the National Geographic World History textbook. These white humans, if they are humans at all, I am going on to understanding more. I don't think they were any human at all. I think they began to name themselves humans, and we come on too late in life, and we don't have anybody guarding us. Africa not guarding us, so they can tell us. I mean that the zinc is pink, and we don't know no difference. We just go along with it, right? But now I'm seeing there. I don't get to where I can decisively totally rule it out. But to me, it seems like it is where it my view of it is leading me. Where I read about white people are humans. You see what I mean? I cannot depend on the World History textbook because they pollute the World History textbook. When I read real history, I don't see nothing that they were civilized or nothing. You see what I mean? Because they just did not have cerebrum and cerebellum. They don't have that. You see, and the fact that they are seeing a body that like a vagina, that just lets you know that. No, ape-like? No. Humans? No. You see what I mean? There are things there that don't convince me. But now I'm convinced that Homo does not classify sapien people. Okay? Or Neanderthals. It doesn't classify Neanderthals. You see? But these white people, they have the this amount of time to change around things to favor them. You see, and the amount of stuff that they do and coming from out of muteness for millions of years and eventually come know to work tricks that they are interbreed up, and it's all that does is destroy the sapien people, you know, the Neanderthals and so forth. You see, and then turn around and talk about we are all homo classification. No, I don't see it so. I don't see that. And I don't recall I read in real history about Homo sapien. You see, Homo means gay people. That's where that word I come from. Homo. You see, they are hominid. You see, hominid and primates, okay? White people come from hominid. They are primates. On the World History textbook, they didn't take that out. It's in there. It tells you that. So it's not just me saying it. The thing is, I'm the only person I know is getting up and say that, bluntly, and all they have done is like mute my mic, you know, several times. They don't want people to hear what I'm saying. But you see, I mean, if I'm not saying the right thing, why do you think that, hey, muting my mic is going to stop it? I'm not the only person on earth that love the gods who created us. I'm not the only person. You know? So if they think that they are going to get away with their evil, they make a sad mistake. So it goes on to say that they are first so-called humans, or they are first species. You know, I'm going to stop calling them humans too, because I don't really have a good reason for that, except, you know, I started to like go along with what I know, you know, they say, right? I'm wiping them out. They are not humans. At least they're not civilized. And what they are using today is interbreeding, cause they to have this kind of life, because they should have dead out long time ago. You know, with Homo erectus, but because they interbreed, that this is where they are here today. Okay? Now, they are first species evolved at least 3.5 million years ago, and 3.5 million years ago, said the National Geographic World History textbook. These white hominids. Hominid erectus. Yes. These hominid erectus are recorded first yes, these white erectus are recorded first, are recorded hominid species. That's how they are recorded. And after 2 million years, classified as erectus, migrated from Africa into Europe and Asia. The new species, the new the new species, the new species arise and know to be Homo sapiens. All right? That's what they call it, Homo sapiens. In fact, these are wise Homo sapiens. That's what they are, wise Homo sapiens, 250,000 years ago. And third development of humanity. You know, I don't even trust what they say here now about this, because if those guys are ape-like, human-like, and stuff like that, I'm prejudiced against the fact that, you know, They're not fully humans, though. White people are not fully humans by the description. You see? Anyway, the wise sapien came in 250,000 years ago. Right? And I don't even want to talk about that. They are third... You know, because the interbreeding into this, because the interbreeding, I mean, it makes some sense that they have some kind of a human attribute, you know, because the act of interbreeding, it appears, happened. Okay? Why we are at this juncture, it was not that they interbreed with their own or some animals. You know, it's that sapien, what they call Homo sapien, came in. And that's who they interbreed with. It's the sapien, Neanderthals. You know? But I am still unwilling to even call them. I'm not even comfortable to call them humans because, not because the interbreeding happened, but clearly they were started off with ape-like qualities. So this new sapien arise, known to be wise sapien. Known to be wise sapien. This is the original species. All right. So 200,000 years ago, the wise sapien came about 250,000 years ago. And is said to be the third development of humanity. Right? The wise human being, it produced two subgroups, and Neanderthals and B, Neanderthals. No. A, Neanderthals. And B, sapiens. Yes. Wise sapiens. The perfectly wise human being, right? Sapiens, the perfectly wise human being. This is the second subgroups. So the first is Neanderthal of the sapien species, and the second subgroup is wise sapien. Now, they can't be much of a human if they... A little part of it, you know, and they will have to, like, do all these evil stuff to start talking. They were not much of a human. Otherwise, they would have all of these other things to make them talk. You know what I mean? And all these evil things that they are doing in the world and don't respect civilization? No. Not coming from where they were, don't know nothing about clothing, nothing about hygiene, nothing at all. Come on, man. Here is where the fall of humanity occurred, right? If you don't know, this is something that you probably want to listen to. When... are you ready for this? The Homo erectus first raped and interbreed the pure mute Neanderthals, the sapien Neanderthals. I'm taking out the Homo because Homo, I see, is for homosexual. You see, really, Homo is like that word began with them, homosexuals. And since when they are using Homo, it sounds like it's a good title. But what caused them to brand Homo as a prefix? As far as I can see, it only came about to dress up the hominid. You don't have no Homo hominid. Why they don't call themselves hominid? Homosexual. So these people brand themselves as clearly primates. They do anything. It's a special primate. A fucking batty. Okay? Uncivilized. They don't speak. Until see what happened. And so, the identity is very clear that they don't belong to wise Homo sapien class. It's very, very clear. All right. He goes on to say, the Homo erectus first raped and interbreed the pure mute sapien Neanderthals and becoming more the form of third development humans. Only that they don't speak. They did not stop there because 100,000 years ago, they further raped the they further raped the wise. The wise sapiens. When they hopped, when they upped migration to settled outside Africa. That's what these sodomites do. Specific interbreeding proved to be cataclysmic because what made the difference between Neanderthals and the sapiens is the blood of the Elohim gods. You see that? And it follows speaking Yamnaya culture, sodomy, European, both. It's the blood. And it follows and it follows And it follows. Because their speaking, Yamnaya culture, sodomy, speaking as Yamnaya culture, sodomy, European. Yes, and it follows because of their speaking yes. Speaking generation as Yamnaya culture, sodomy, European. Bible is coded with serpent talking and Jesus' blood is just in what? Yes, Bible is coded with speaking, Bible is coded with serpent talk and Jesus' blood. But it's just inflamed fables. See the relevant scriptures, Genesis 3 and Matthew 26. You know, we'll show you the fraudulent use of these stories, right? Read them good. Genesis 1, 2, and 3. Those three chapters, digest them. And you will see what language do in your head, whether or not it brings out a logical story to you that you can identify with, or it's nonsense. Then you come to St. Matthew 27 to 26 and 27 chapters, and you read them, and see what it tells you. Now, if you are out there and you're trying hard to know more stuff, these are some fundamental things to put you on the frequency where you see clearly and not fog. Clear, and I hope that you have gathered some more understanding about issues that we need to understand, right? Work it out. And I'm not going to be the one to influence the way you think, because I'm not depending on anybody's thinking. I'm depending on my own brain to read and to see what I'm saying and to make decisions based on what I have read, right? And anybody can help me out if you're ahead of me on this. You see what I mean? But as much as I understand, nobody's going to take me away from what I understand. What I understand, I can prove that. You got to run from the fire that is blazing into what I conclude, because I'm being reasonable. All right. So, you take it care. And all right. Let's get a little of Fly Me to the Moon, Landeyu, Landa, Eugene Murphy. Let's hear him. Landa, Eugene Murphy.
Spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Feel my heart with song. Let me sing.
Do, 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 do.
got to build a better nation. Clean up your creation. Or there will be no future for you, you and me. The lips of the righteous, it teaches many. But the fools die for want of wisdom. The rich man's wealth is in the city. Fixation of the soul is vanity. Destruction of poor people is poverty. The poor man's wealth is in a holy, holy place.
And a lot of Outside of town a beer for 50 years till I began to find out things that give me a view of the world that I never had. All right, so now to characterize what I have found lately. Remember when we did the first video, it was the time when I learned certain things. But now I look back and I found out now, about 8 years now or so since then, I have learned some more things that since then that I never thought they were there for me. Right? So that's basically what we want to talk about right now, because I didn't grow up with an interest in world history textbooks, because this diaspora mentality, we don't know about that. We know about the church, we know about the Bible, right? And so